See you in Seattle. See you at the fair.
Meet Me at the Fair was produced by 8th graders from Denny International Middle School and Jack Straw Productions in Seattle, Washington, in celebration of the 1962 Seattle World's Fair.
Anita Morales was one of the almost 10 million people who got to visit the 1962 Seattle World's Fair. She was part of a migrant family from Yakima, Washington. When she was 13 years old, she and three of her siblings, a friend and their dad, all drove for 3 hours to get to Seattle for the fair. They slept in their station wagon overnight during their two-day visit.
It was my first time being to Seattle. So all of the noises of a big city, and we thought it was a huge city, that was amazing in itself. And then just all of the things that we saw, our eyes could not take everything in that we saw. The Bubbleator was just awesome to be in. And the fact that you could get on the monorail and zip downtown, that was like unreal. And just, you know, food we'd never seen. Hearing languages we'd never heard. It was just everything. I can't even separate all the sights and sounds that I heard.
There were a lot of fun rides and exciting exhibits at the 1962 World's Fair, including space-oriented rides like the Meteor, the Space Whirl, and the trip to Mars. Lucky visitors crowded on the Bubbleator, which took you up to the second floor of what we now call the Key Arena, so you could see the world of tomorrow. Elsewhere on the grounds, the House of Tomorrow demonstrated what a house might look like in the 21st century. Disposable dishes, automatic windows, and changeable color schemes.
To me, the House of Tomorrow was just amazing. We didn't live in a regular house ourselves. Let's see, 1962, I was going into the 10th grade. We lived in a chicken coop, actually. So for me to live in, to see a House of Tomorrow, even if I'd gone into a regular house, it would have been a pretty amazing thing. But to see the House of Tomorrow and all of the things that were going to be possible, that was really unique for me.
The monorail is a train on an elevated rail in the sky. It can move 10,000 people an hour. Its original purpose was to haul people from downtown to the fair, or vice versa. It was a one-of-a-kind ride that attracted a lot of attention because it crossed over the heads of the crowds.
We rode the monorail more than once because we went to, since we stayed there overnight, we didn't have a hotel room, we rode one night to the bus depot, so that we could wash up, because we were, you know, we wanted to be nice and fresh for the other day, next day, so as much as possible. And then we rode just downtown, just to ride downtown. But the most of the time we spent at the fair, from the time it opened until the time it closed.
If the World's Fair was held in Seattle today, there would be much more diversity than in 1962, when only about 9% of Seattle residents were people of color. Almost the only place you could see people from diverse ethnic backgrounds was at the international exhibits.
You know, even at that time, I know I didn't see a lot of people like me. I saw, for the most part, I saw people who were white. Where we saw and heard, where we saw other people were like in the places that were set up to be representing other countries. And that's where we saw people like from those countries and heard those languages. But people in the fair, for the most part, I don't ever remember seeing people who were my color or anywhere near.
As a 13-year-old, Anita Morales never thought about leaving here in Seattle. She couldn't imagine bringing her own kids and grandkids to Seattle Center, where she had lots of fun and great memories. Now she loves bringing her own family to see the Mural Amphitheater and the International Fountain and other favorite landmarks. They're making their own happy memories here in Seattle, where the 1962 World's Fair occurred.
I lived in a different world, and I was visiting another world from my world, and I did not know that many, many years later I would come. And I love being able to go there now with my own children and with my grandchildren and let them know that I was there and share those things with them.
See you at the fair.
Meet Me at the Fair is a Jack Straw production. This segment was produced by Saeed Molina, Nabal Hassan, Jan Denise Manuel, and April Alvarez, 8th grade students from Denny International Middle School and Jack Straw Productions. Special thanks to HistoryLink staff historians Paula Becker and Alan Stein, interview guest Anita Morales, For Culture and the Washington State Arts Commission, and the Seattle Center Foundation. For more information, visit us at jackstraw.org.